When delivering consequences, teachers should always consider the intent from the students. They need to think about why a student acted a certain way in order to get to the root of the issue and be able to address it from that sort of manner. In general, teachers for dealing with negative consequences need to always consider the severity and the background that led to those specific actions and the type of consequence that needs to occur afterwards. The idea of to praise loudly and to correct softly is super helpful for all teachers. It's so easy to only focus and then draw attention to negative actions that happen in the classroom. And so it's up for the teacher to turn the page and focus on the positive and to make that known to others. Oftentimes there's one or two students that is misbehaving, but that also means that there's 20 or 30 students who are behaving positively. And to be able to highlight and to publicly celebrate those who are doing the correct things oftentimes helps to correct the misbehaving student, to recognize that they are not on task or doing what's necessary. And so the more teachers can focus on that, the easier and the more positive classroom environment they are creating. One thing that teachers should consider is that the consequences should always be logical to the action. Teachers should have a set understanding of consequences that they provide, such as an increasing ladder of actions that happen as a result of misbehavior or of positive behavior. But it doesn't necessarily mean that each and every misbehavior should automatically follow suit with that. It should be a guide, and it should allow the teachers some flexibility in terms of dealing with the behavior or the actions that happen within the classroom. One thing that often happens is that beginning teachers can often get themselves in trouble because they escalate things within the classroom by solely following through on these specific charts, as opposed to not considering the severity of the action or failing to recognize the root of that misbehavior. Teachers need to think about what best can help those students to get back on track with the learning.